This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He has Steeler DNA. For us, man, it starts inside and up front. And this is a guy that's capable of dominating that space versus the run and the pass. So we're really excited about having him. As Omar mentioned, man, we weren't interested in considering trading away from him. And we're really excited about getting him in here and getting started.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin last night talking about the number one pick, Derek Harmon, a defensive lineman from Oregon, and joining us. You can see him on the radio. Our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. And go to kdkradio.com. Check out our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So I know you've been burning the midnight oil, Jeff. A lot of fans might say, hey, where did this guy come from? They were expecting a quarterback, maybe. Maybe, you know, Shedeur Sanders.
Maybe Shedeur Sanders. But, you know, a lot of us have been hearing all along, and we saw it too many times, especially in the postseason. Defensive line just has to get younger. And it had been since Cam Hayward that they had drafted used a first rounder to draft a defensive lineman. And there were so many available. And it was the sure pick. I mean, Shedeur might be a great player. He may not be. They felt like at this point they had a really good defensive lineman that could help them for a decade. And they went there. And I think they got a pretty good one.
Jeff, close to a dozen defensive linemen went in the first round. There was a plentiful supply of them.
You know, it's interesting when a team wins a championship, and we see it in so many sports, you see copycats. So Philly really won that Super Bowl with a great defensive line and a great offensive line. So now what do you see teams doing? Look at the draft. There are only two quarterbacks taken. Look how many linemen were taken on both sides of the ball. You mentioned defense, but also on offense. Now it's that mindset of, oh, we've got to be good on the line. And it's not like teams didn't know that, but it gets reemphasized. Plus, I think it just matched up with the quality of the defensive line group. I mean, there were a lot of good players. Here's the craziest stat about the Steelers' first-round pick. He went 21st overall. So essentially he's the 21st best player in all of college football. He was a second team All-American, but third team All Big Ten.
Wow.
How does that happen? He was third team All Big Ten, and yet here he is going in the first round.
Yeah, and the dramatic story of his mom being on life support and him going to the hospital after he got the word with other family members there. Pretty touching. He's coming to Pittsburgh today, right?
We believe so, yes. Obviously, there's some things going on with his mom. So we'll see initially. And you know, there are a lot of times we might know or have been tipped off. Like we asked him about, spending the night or who was all there. And when he said his mom was on life support, you could hear a gasp. And he said that she has gone through 7 or 8 brain surgeries. And I can't imagine, you know, he used the word bittersweet. I don't know if that's strong enough to just to have that happen for you. The once in a lifetime night and to have all that excitement and then know your mother's on life support.
Wow.
And he was going to tell her after he talked with us. I mean, it's just, prayers to his family. But the way he talked about her resiliency and how that's taken him through tough times, I'm sure she is very proud.
That said, I know Nick Saban, who one of the analysts and famed coach from Alabama and LSU, loves this guy. Really talked about how he's a cut above and, very encouraging on one hand.
And Larry, this guy at Oregon, like, it's hard. Defensive line numbers just don't pop to you. Even though he had 10 and a half tackles for loss, he only had five sacks. You know, for an outside rusher, that's not a ton. But when you consider he had 55 quarterback pressures, that is 11 more than anyone else in the country last year. He's getting to the quarterback. He's creating issues, and that's exactly what they want. And not only can he rush the quarterback, he's also stout against the run, which is another thing we've seen. Now you start looking at that defensive line, and you know, you lose Ogun, or you cut Ogunjobi, like, who are you going to mix in there? Now it's like, all right, we've got Hayward, Harmon, and Keanu Benton. Like, now I feel really good. And now you can mix and match some other guys into roles they should be more into, which is mixing and matching and not starting.
You know, it makes me curious to know, based on that, Jeff, how likely is it that Harmon will be playing in the upcoming season instead of watching?
Oh, I would say he's a lock. I mean, he might move from side to side, depending on how they work it. But this is to use the phrase this time of year, he's a plug and play, and he's a good ad. I mean, listen, the Steelers know that they need to get tougher, and if it wasn't Harmon, if he would have been gone, you would have seen Kenneth Grant if he were still available, or Walter Nolan. I mean, there were other options for them too.
All right. That said, Mr. Hathorn, we're going to roll through this draft weekend. The Steelers do not have a second round pick unless they make a move to get one. Will they get a quarterback, do you suspect, at any point?
It's so funny. Normally, I'll do a story about the best available players. Well, the Steelers don't pick for 50 more picks. So in trying to figure out who might still be available at 50 is this crazy guess. I mean, there's some quarterbacks like a Kyle McCord you expect to be available for day three. So he might be there. A Will Howard from Ohio State could be there. I think their hope would be that a running back like a Caleb Johnson, although that's probably a pipe dream that he would fall down, or Bashaul Tutin. Larry, you remember Tutin from Virginia Tech. This guy's a beast. He's built kind of like Jaylen Warren, but, I mean, I think he's quicker than Warren. There are options. There are different positions they need. I'm not sure if they'll go quarterback with this third-round pick. We'll see who's available because there are some other needs, including wide receiver and, as I mentioned, at running back.
Well, we'll look forward to getting your recap on Monday. It's going to be a busy weekend, but I hope you enjoy the process after the talk, the endless chatter about it is actually happening. And for you, that must be at least make it a little more enjoyable.
I love this part of it more than the gut-wrenching over the mock drafts before it.
All right, Jeff, have a great weekend. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, boys.
Our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, hardest working man in the biz.
I learn something new pretty much every time he's on with me.
I enjoy it. He's a smart guy, and when I say that, the guy works. He does the little things that nobody sees –